Das ist Ihre Millionenchance. Jeden Mittwoch und Samstag im Lotto-Jackpot die Chance auf bis zu 50 Millionen Euro. Bis zu 50 Millionen Euro. Lotto Bayern, nimm dein Glück in die Hand.
Spielteilnahme ab 18. Chance auf den Höchstgewinn 1 zu 140 Millionen. Glücksspiel kann süchtig machen. Hilfe unter bjuk.de.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Tuesday. Should we just jump right in? First talk back of the day? Let's do it.
Hi, JV fam. I'm leaving a talk back. We're in Alabama at work. Woo! I talk back in Alabama all the time, FYI. I miss California like crazy. I hope you all have a good day. Bye.
Bye, Alabama.
Alabama.
You're in good old Alabama.
I think that's our buddy Brooke. She's left us a talk back, a couple of talk backs before. I just double checked. I already knew. Foregone conclusion of JV Show number one in the entire state of Alabama, which is great. Thank you, Brooke, for listening.
Thank you. All because of you, by the way.
Yeah.
It means so much.
I can remember I had asked her maybe in DM or something why she moved out there. I can't remember exactly why, but she said she seemed to like it. But then that talk back you hear there, and it's like,
she seems so sad.
It's just all despair and sadness.
Yeah, I can hear it in her voice.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Come back to the
Bay
Area. Way better here.
Jess wanted to talk about her package.
Okay.
I got a package in the mail yesterday, guys. Guess what I got?
Can we get a hint? I mean, that's... It can
you know
be
what?
Anything.
I'm just going to tell you.
Okay.
I got lingerie.
What?
Not used, because I know you're going to be like,
who? Hold on.
A listener sending some lingerie here to the station?
So one of our listeners, Tiffany, and her sister, Samantha, they own a brand, Kixies. And it's Kixie's Thigh Highs. So yesterday, I had a package waiting for me right here.
They sent me some banana hammocks, I think.
Did they?
Well, they were boxer briefs. I think they were boxer briefs.
Wait, this does sound familiar. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they have thigh highs as well.
They sent the extra large crotch, though.
Oh, and it didn't fit?
I know. I need a double XL crotch.
Oh, an extra small.
Yeah, it was too small.
Yeah,
it was too small.
So they have some thigh highs. They sent me some that are in the Giants colors.
Oh, my God.
So you're going to wear them to
like
the next
New
game?
Like New York Giants?
New York Giants.
For your man.
For my man, of course. Yeah. And then they sent me some white lacy, like, wedding lingerie, you guys. So, like, cute little lacy bralettes and a little lace thong.
And you tried it all on?
I haven't yet because I was all sweaty from the gym.
Well, I mean, you know, when somebody sends you stuff, they want, like,
a review, a picture.
They want you to post and talk about their brand and these products. So are we going to get a lingerie picture on your Instagram?
No.
We'll put it on our
IG. I feel like you can't just accept these gifts and not promote it.
But I did post them on my Instagram story. It's just not me in them because I think that's a little too much.
I'll leave that for my
man.
They're probably a little annoyed.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't send this just to have you take a picture of it laid out on a desk. Boring. Nobody cares.
Yeah, Graham, so of course you took a picture when they sent you the...
I did. I DM'd it right back to them.
But you didn't post it.
I think I did. Selena, you remember that?
Yeah.
I posted it on my
story. But I know you gave it to them, but after you give it to them, it's like, here, you do what you want with it. If you want to say, hey, Graham from Wild 94.9 wore this banana hammock,
they probably
here's the photo.
It.
Trust me, they do not want a picture of me.
I get it.
But check them out. Kixie's Thigh Highs, and thank you so much. It was such a sweet gift to receive and to be able to, like, open up. I felt
And are
I
those so going to cool. be the ones that you wear on your wedding night?
They could be, yeah. I got to try them on. As long as they fit, I'm ready to go. They're super cute.
Is that weird to know that, like, people are going to know what you're going to wear on your wedding night?
Yeah.
You're right.
What?
That is a little weird. No, it's fine. It's cute.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll have that picture of you in the lingerie JV Morning Show on our story.
Right. Wedding night.
Help us get some more followers.
Right. Or the opposite. They'll unfollow if they don't like what they say.
It's possible.
I don't know.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Das ist Ihre Millionenchance. Jeden Mittwoch und Samstag im Lotto-Jackpot die Chance auf bis zu 50 Millionen Euro. Bis zu 50 Millionen Euro. Lotto Bayern, nimm dein Glück in die Hand.
Spielteilnahme ab 18. Chance auf den Höchstgewinn 1 zu 140 Millionen. Glücksspiel kann süchtig machen. Hilfe unter bjuk.de.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So Governor Gavin Newsom says California is suing the Trump administration for illegally federalizing the National Guard. He said the clashes between protesters and law enforcement is exactly what Trump wanted, and it doesn't just apply to California. He can go into any state and do this, so we're suing him. Simple as that.
Yeah, rolled out the National Guard and then the Marines, bringing in the Marines as well.
That's right.
Put your V's up, everybody!
Woo!
Put
visa,
your V's up! Because the Golden State Valkyries, they're having a pretty solid first season in the WNBA. Last night, they beat the LA Sparks in overtime, 89-81. This win comes just days after they totally pounded the Las Vegas Aces on Saturday night. The back-to-back wins puts the Valkyries at 4-5 on the season. Next up is a game at home at Chase Center on Saturday against the Storm.
Woo-woo!
I don't know where the Storm's from.
Another gloomy morning, but again, the sun will come out and bring you a beautiful day with highs in the upper, with highs in the mid-70s to low 80s.
I'm confused.
Yeah, you lost me there. Hey, Taurus besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 7. You've reached a point in your life where you need to be very discerning in selecting your next romantic partner. Trust your instincts that the person you currently have your eye on might not be as single as they lead you to believe.
Oh.
You've been warned.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Have you guys heard of this summer being a sardine girl summer?
What? No, but let me ask this. Was last year when it was rat girl summer? Remember Rat Girl?
That might have been a couple years ago.
Rat Girl was a thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. What was
TV
that again?
TV show research. I don't remember. I just remember it was like chicks going around like they're nibbling on like cheese and stuff in their apartments. They didn't want to like go out in the sunlight. There's Rat Girl summer.
I thought it was a rodent man summer.
A rodent man summer. I think you're making that up.
Where women were really into men that looked like rodents.
That's a thing too, I think, because Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah.
He looks a little
rat
mousy.
Rat girl and Rat Girl Summer is the first thing that comes up. So, 2023 maybe was Rat Girl
that's
Summer.
That's what I said a couple years ago. Can you refresh your memory to say what that was?
It's a mindset, just like Hot Girl Summer, but it doesn't have anything to do with the...
with rats. Okay.
Click on the link.
Apparently, you have to go outside, eat, and enjoy eating.
So I don't know. I think I still might be celebrating Rat Girl Summer then. I don't know. But it's also...
Still Rat Girl.
It's also a sardine girl summer.
It says we're scurrying around the streets. We're nibbling on little snacks. And that's what Rat Girl Summer was. I was right. It's a thing.
Okay. Why isn't every summer that, then?
I love Rat Girl Summer. I'd love to be nibbling on some snacks right now.
Sardine.
Just like scurrying around the office.
Sardine Girl Summer, it's not necessarily a mindset or a behavior. It's more of an aesthetic. This is what everybody's wearing right now. Before, you know when like strawberries, for example, like that was in, you're wearing like strawberry print stuff. Now it's,
that was a thing.
It's all.
Yeah.
When was that? Where was that?
I don't know.
Where was I? You guys were here just wearing like strawberry print clothing.
I wouldn't say it was like a trend, but it's just more of like a general summertime aesthetic.
Yes.
But now this summer, it's all about sardines. Sardines are everywhere. Sardine bags that are meant to look as like a sardine tin can, or like sardine on your t-shirts and sardines on your skirt and bathing suit cover-ups. It's Sardine Girl Summer.
So if you're still stuck in Rat Girl Summer and you're just like nibbling on a can of sardines, you're like doubly like cool.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Living your best life. That sounds so gross.
So weird. Sardine. Do you guys have any? Well, back up. Do you have any strawberry adorned clothing?
No.
So I don't
you
think
missed,
I do.
So you missed that trend. Okay, do you have any sardine and you have any sardines emblazoned on your hoodies or purses or anything?
No.
Oh.
I don't find sardines like cute.
I don't either.
So I don't know why this is a new thing. I know butter yellow was a big thing. For
your
like
teeth?
The spring.
Yeah, I'm rocking it on my teeth right now.
I see you guys are both celebrating butter yellow season. That's good. That's good. So
it's a butter yellow summer.
Sardine Girl Summer, I don't think I'm here for. And I think it's one of those things where like you're gonna buy a bunch of things and then you're gonna be stuck with that forever.
Yeah, you're not gonna wear it ever again.
You don't wanna turn a little sardine can into like a cool little purse, put like a little strap on it and carry it around to the swimming pool during the summer.
Not. No.
That's gonna be stinky.
Let's bring back Rat Girl Summer.
Yeah, I like Rat Girl Summer.
I like that one way better.
Just scurry around and nibble on snacks.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jess, what have you been watching?
So there's this new show on Netflix called Cheat Unfinished Business. So one of our listeners...
Cheat Unfinished Business.
You have to say it like that.
I think that's how they say it. Yeah.
Right. Okay. I like that. Cheat unfinished. Okay, yeah, it doesn't work when I do it. Our listener, Brittany, she had left a talkback last week. We didn't have a chance to play it, but she mentioned this show, so I had to check it out because she said it was juicy. So thank you, Brittany, for the recommendation. So it's a show about couples that have been torn apart by cheating, and they're trying to rekindle their relationship and try to work past the cheating on the show in front of everyone and millions. So I want to go through some of the different ways that they cheated, and you tell me if you consider these things cheating in the first place and if you would get past them.
Okay.
So if your partner gave his phone number to another woman or man, is it cheating?
It's a form of cheating. It's like
it's on the spectrum of cheating.
It's like you're intending to cheat.
Yeah.
But it's not. But so you're able to look past this.
I could work through it.
Okay.
But I'm
pissed. It would hurt me so much.
It would hurt, but it seems like one of the lesser offenses.
It's something I could work through, but after that, like a lot of trust is gone.
Yes. Right. Agreed.
So what if you move that one step further and there are texts that are being exchanged? So not only did they give them the phone number, but then you notice like, hey,
then
I found some texts.
Communication was established.
God. Because then I think that's a step further.
What are the texts about? Like, what's the weather look like this week? Or the text like,
can you mount my TV?
Yeah. What are you wearing?
Can you mount me?
Yeah.
Like something like that.
Come over here and mount this.
So I think there is even more intent behind that. Like, you obviously, if there are texts exchanged, like, you're expecting something to happen from that.
Yeah.
So I think even more trust is lost.
Big time.
I think at that point, I don't know. I don't know if I'm able to get past that part. But it is one of the, again, like,
oh my God,
lesser offenses. What about if he was drunk one night and he slept on a bed with two other women?
Oh, no.
Two other women or two other women?
Two other women.
Got it.
That's what I meant. But he claims that nothing happened.
What? I wasn't born yesterday? No.
Yeah, no, that no. one. Well, nothing can. I mean, legitimately nothing could happen, right? But still the fact that you were there in that situation.
Right. Why were you with them in the first place? Why were you in a room together drunk? And then you ended up
sleeping there. Yeah.
So this one, you can't get past it?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that one's a deal breaker.
Okay, what about holding hands and dancing with your arms around another person or them? If your partner was dancing with their arms around another woman on the dance floor, would you consider that cheating if they were holding hands with them? Because to me, this is cheating.
It's not like full-on cheat. Like, we know what cheating actually is. It's not full-blown cheating, but it's like the micro cheating.
Right.
And it hurts.
You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And on the show, the guy said it wasn't cheating because they didn't kiss.
Cheating would be a higher level. I mean, kissing would be a higher level of cheating there.
Right. Did he know this person or just stranger that he saw?
I think it was a stranger like on the dance floor. But it's like.
And she was hot too.
She sounded hot probably.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
What about finding another woman's jewelry under his bed?
No. Oh my God. No. What? Not.
That's from somebody I dated way before you, and they dropped it down there.
We know guys don't clean.
Because why wasn't there last week? Why wasn't it there last week?
Well, when I was vacuuming, the vacuum cleaner must have bumped it and then moved it from wherever it was, and then it fell back there.
No. Now, what I noticed on the show is that a lot of the cheaters, they use
Are they all men? I'm getting this because of all the scenarios, it's a guy that's cheating here. Is it all men?
I will say most of the cheaters are the men on the show.
But does the show have some women that are cheaters? Because women cheat too.
I believe there's maybe one that did like a form of cheating. He tried to claim that she cheated too, but they weren't together at the point that she went back to her ex. So I don't think that really counts.
So, like, he cheated first.
He cheated first, then she went back to her ex, but they weren't together anymore.
And then he just tried to gaslight her and be like, see what you did? That drove me to do the thing that I did, even though he did the thing first.
Right.
And what I noticed is that a lot of them use the excuse of, like, you made me feel like I wasn't good enough, or you weren't giving me any attention. And they try to play the victim. Like, after doing all of this, they're like, but you were making me feel like I needed to be like feeling.
Yeah, that's the number one. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. You have to make the other person feel like they're at fault, so that way they apologize to you.
Yeah, it makes your cheating seem less bad, right? It's like, you drove me to do this.
You have to flip it.
Why don't you ladies give us guys more attention? Like, we need more.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, we give you more attention, you say we're clingy.
No, not like that. I'm talking about like more attention.
Like a sexy sort.
Oh.
Right. It's a legitimate question, right?
Because we've talked about this before, and guys have to kind of like.
Oh, you're too tired. I get it.
Day.
You're tired. Yeah. Your back hurts. Your coworker is mean to you.
It's a two-way street. If
somebody cut you off on the road,
we don't want to do those things if we're not getting the attention we need throughout the day.
Thank you.
We're busy.
Oh, so the heck are we?
Okay, one last thing. What if a guy says he forgot he cheated? Oh my God, I cheated, but actually, like. It totally slipped my mind.
If you forgot about it, didn't really happen. That's a new one.
That is actually what guy's excuse was. They're talking to a therapist here, and listen to this.
How is it that you know now that you're guilty of it, but you didn't know then?
I think I did it and kind of like erased it from my memory.
Wow. You're telling me that you forgot that you were intimate with somebody?
I did, yeah.
And everyone's like, wow.
That dude's a legend. Legend! What an excuse!
Oh my God!
Wow!
Yeah, that's the type that you worry about because you're like, he's for sure going to do it again, and then just say he forgot.
I didn't know I cheated because I just totally forgot about it. I just totally forgot about it.
Oh, I hate cheaters. I'm sorry, but I just hate it.
So, what is the point of this show? A lot of couples who are going through cheating, is it to try to work through it and stay together, or like figure out if they want to stay together or break up?
Yeah, it's basically to work through the cheating and get to a point where they can get back to having a loving relationship.
It'll never work.
They all essentially still want to give it a try, but there's so many emotions and feelings still that come up because of the cheating that happened in the relationship. So it's like they're not able to get past that, and they're still like continuously like arguing about it. And so the therapists are there to kind of help them work through it. And
I feel like it doesn't ever go away.
Yeah,
like, I don't feel like that. I mean, you can work through and the therapy and the stuff, but I feel like it will always be there. And then that one time when you go out and have a couple too many drinks, then that fight blows up again all over. Like, it's never.
Yeah.
I feel like that's such a tough one to move past. I mean, my advice is there's probably somebody better out there for you that's not cheating on you. That's the person that you should be with. I know it's not that simple, but I just feel like it's one of those things that's so tough to move past. Can I ask one more cheating related question?
Yeah.
I'd love to hear your lady's opinion on this. Because the one guy says, oh, I didn't remember that I cheated. What if your man hooked up with somebody else but was like blacked out and legitimately like doesn't remember doing it? What's your...
You still did it.
Yeah.
But they don't remember. They have no memory of doing it. They were like blacked out drunk.
Then how do I know that wouldn't happen again?
I'm just posing this as a question. Because that's like the one scenario where you can see like, well, I didn't know. The guy didn't remember cheating because maybe he didn't remember that he did it.
But he remembers that he was hanging around women?
He was at a bar, perhaps.
Even if he doesn't remember doing it, it still happened.
And it still hurts. That's an excuse. Just as bad.
So it's done. Relationship over.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to need to check cameras. I'm going to need to know exactly what happened. Like, if he doesn't remember, I need to find out then.
We can find out from the other three girls that he smashed.
Yeah.
Then, you know what?
They remember.
They remember. Definitely.
Three? There were three?
I don't know. Maybe
night,
the guy,
poor guy doesn't
out.
Remember any of it. Oh, man.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking to Jess about a show she's watching on Netflix called
She Unfinished Business.
Good morning, everyone. This is Tony in Santa Rosa. I just wanted to share about the cheating stuff. I actually had a girlfriend a couple years back who did, you know, she was in college and she did black out and she woke up and realized that she had done it. And she revealed it to me, and I didn't know how to process that at first. But then I told her, hey, if it's because you were drunk, maybe, you know, cut back on that. And the issue is she didn't stop. So that's why I had to let go.
Wow.
She chose the drinking over Tony.
Dang. Oh, hell no.
Ow. Hottest things.
trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, let's get you updated on the Diddy trial. So Jane is still on the stand today. She starts her cross-examination. But here are some notable things that happened in the courtroom yesterday. So Jane testified that she was actually at Diddy's house in Miami that same day that CNN released the hotel video with Diddy and Cassie there in the hallway. She says that they didn't discuss the video in those first days. She never really heard him talk about it or deny that it was him in the video, and that she consulted with him about the apology video that he later released. Like, they worked on that together. And there was obviously a lot of violence in their own relationship. She also testified about a terrible day where she confronted Diddy about being with another woman when he was on a trip. And she said that she pushed Diddy's head into a marble counter and started throwing things at him. And then he kicked her, picked her up, and started choking her. And the fight only escalated from there with him, like, kicking doors down as she was, like, trying to hide from him. Crazy stuff. And then after that, Diddy instructed her to put on makeup to cover her injuries, and he told her to take these drugs. I've invited an adult entertainer over. We're going to have one of these, you know, hotel night freak off things here. And when she said that she didn't want to do it, she says that Diddy got close to her face and said, is this coercion? And then she testified that she had to just do what he said after that. And then the next day, his assistant dropped off $10,000 to $12,000 to pay that entertainer and for damages to her home during that fight.
Oh, my gosh.
Life is weird.
It is
this
weird.
This dude's a monster.
I also thought this is really interesting. So they were obviously still dating, and I use that term very loosely because that's not a relationship to me. But they were, you know, doing all of this up until the point that he was arrested. So she was there in the picture when the houses got raided and all that. So in March of last year, when Homeland Security did raid his residences, Jane testified that she, you know, called Diddy right after because Homeland Security had left a business card for her. And I guess at some point after all of this happened, Diddy hired a lawyer for her. And she testified it's the same lawyer representing her now in the trial. And Diddy is still paying for her. Isn't that kind of crazy to, like, wrap your head around?
That's a weird twist.
Yeah. And he's still paying her rent.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Weird. For her.
All right, Graham, what do you have in trending?
All right, the Sacramento Las Vegas A's, formerly of Oakland, are moving one step forward to getting their new Vegas stadium completed. Completed. The team announced that later this month, on the morning of June 23rd, they're going to have an official groundbreaking ceremony at the site of their $1.75 billion Vegas Strip stadium. The Nevada governor, state lawmakers, the A's owners, all sorts of brass are going to be there for it. But in true A's fashion, since they can't seem to do anything right, I have to ask, isn't the groundbreaking ceremony supposed to happen before you actually break ground? Because they started construction on the site back in April, and they've, like, been doing stuff there for a while. Aren't you supposed to put that first shovel in the dirt there and, like, cut the ribbon or whatever and do the stuff, and everybody cheers, boof, and everyone's wearing a hard hat, even though you don't need to be wearing a hard hat because you're only taking one shovel full of dirt, a reflective vest, and you're really just scooping one shovel of dirt, and you don't need all that protective gear. But aren't you supposed to do that before you actually start construction on the site?
Maybe this isn't really a groundbreaking thing. Maybe it's to celebrate the milestone of something that's already been built and they're starting a new phase.
It's being called an official groundbreaking ceremony.
Never mind.
Is what they're having. Anyways, but, you know, that's just the A's being the A's. The construction schedule for the stadium, they say, is going to take 32 months from this time that they break ground on June 23rd, you know, because of the groundbreaking ceremony. 32 months after that, they say that the stadium is going to be ready for opening day 2028.
That is so far from now.
Get your tickets now. 2020. What year is it now? 2025?
Yeah.
So three years to build this thing ready for opening day, the spring of 2028. In the meantime, they'll continue to play in Sacramento, which I don't know if, I know none of us have been there, but it does look like they're having fun. It looks like fans.
Are people going?
Well, I don't know what the attendance is, but.
Well, at least the players are having fun.
I don't know if the players are having fun because they're playing in the smallest ballpark in all of baseball. But I don't know. It looked like the fan experience and stuff. I don't know. Maybe that's just what social media leads me to believe.
Yeah, that, like, they're only going to post the good angles.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know. Let me leave us a talk back if you've been and seen an A's game there. What is it like? I don't know.
Yeah, how was it? Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We have your chance to win a Chug Mug. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's Leaped Out Word. As always, and you know what it is, or you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talk back mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
One of the perks of being married is that you always have someone to give your a smell test. My wife will get her nose right up to it and give it a big sniff.
Ew, the sniff was unnecessary. Right?
Yeah, but like that's what it, you, I mean, thank you. Relationship a goals, by the sniff. Way. Yeah, get yourself a wife that'll do that. All right, think about what that bleeped out. I think I have a deviated septum. Is that a thing? How do you know?
I think you can just look.
Oh, I think if you do, your insurance will cover you for
a nose job.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
I know a guy.
Okay, I can get one. And when you say you could just look, you're looking at me right now. Do I have a deviated septum?
I think you have to tilt your head back and I can look in your nose.
Okay, get over here. Take a look.
Very deep.
It's a little to the left.
Yeah, there's something happening up there. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Then leave us a talk back. If you don't know how to leave us a talk back, I feel like we've told you before, but that's okay. New people are joining the show all the time. It's on the iHeartRadio app. You need to download that, be streaming Wild 94.9, and then you just hit this little red microphone button, and then it records a message, and it gets delivered to us here in the studio. Leave us your name and your city on that talk back so we can shout you out when you win, but you have to be the first correct answer of the morning to get a JV Show Chug.
That's right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Tuesday. It's the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. We are playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we're going to send you this JV Show Chug Mug. Mm-hmm. As always, leave your guess on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. If you missed today's clip, here it is.
One of the perks of being married is that you always have someone to give your a smell test. My wife will get her nose right up to it and give it a big sniff.
You're sick.
I don't. She's the one that's doing it.
She's sick.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lance out of San Ramon, and my guess is milk.
There are a few people that guess that this morning.
Really? Milk.
Are you the designated milk sniffer in your house?
Sometimes. I guess whoever gets to it first when it's a little, when you don't really know.
It's a couple days past the date.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's me, sometimes it's my man.
Hi, this is Amber from Milpitas. I think the bleeped out word is breath. Thanks.
Will you do that for your man? He's like, I think my breath is a little bad. Will you put your nose right up to his face and let him just...
No, I will not.
No.
Why not?
Because I feel like if you feel like your breath's a little bad, it probably is. Why do I need to smell it?
Yeah, but sometimes you need to know, like, how bad. You're about to go into a big interview or something. Like, there's no toothbrush around or something. I just need to know, is it terrible or is it not?
I mean, even if I agreed to do that, I'm not actually breathing and I would pretend.
Or I would help him out. I just wouldn't put my nose in his mouth. Like how you're
it's got to be right in there. No, it's got to be. He's got to open wide and then you get your nose like right in there.
So gross.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Frankie from Hidden Valley Lake. Guess is armpit. I know I've done it. Pretty nasty, but I did. Hope I win.
How about that? That's a great guess, by the way. Are you a pit sniffer?
Yeah.
You are.
I mean, not because I
like your man just lift his arm up and you just go right up to it.
I mean, if he asked me to, I would. Or sometimes we're like snuggling and I'm just like, I think a little musty over here. I think you need us a deodorant or something.
The pit sniffing, though, like I could sniff my own pits. Do you do that? I mean, like, we all check, right?
Yeah.
Like, is that me that stinks here at the gym? Nope,
yeah.
Not me.
Right. My man doesn't ask me to sniff his pits, but sometimes I just do by
accident.
Sometimes
you find your nose buried there. In there.
Right.
Jess, are you a pit sniffer?
No, I prefer not to.
Okay.
Yeah. All great guesses. We still are looking for the correct word. What do you think today's bleeped out word is? Leave it on a talk back right now. We are going to play more of your talk backs. Coming up,
the JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for having the JV Show on. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And we are playing a What the Bleep, trying to give somebody this JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
One of the perks of being married is that you always have someone to give your a smell test. My wife will get her nose right up to it and give it a big sniff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she will.
And that's to everything? Or does she have her limit?
No, just this one thing.
Okay, just this one certain thing. Yeah. All right, let's go to your talkbacks. What do you think the bleeped out word is?
Hey, this is Kenny from Morgan Hill, and my guess is dog.
Dog.
I feel like I'm the designated dog sniffer in my house.
Really? Is it usually a good smell or bad smell?
I think it's good. It's when it's your own kid, you know, like your dog is your kid. I don't find her breath to be stinky. It's probably horrible. It's probably the worst breath ever. But I'm just like, oh, breathe it on me. Don't care.
Go ahead. Make out with me.
Yeah. Lick my face. Go for it.
Good morning, guys. Kelly from San Jose. I want to say the bleeped out word is sock. Give your sock a big sniff test.
From like laundry on the ground or still on my foot. Either way, don't do that.
No.
Wait, Selena, we did learn, though, that you're...
She's the underwear sniffer.
Yeah, you're the underwear sniffer.
Well, sometimes I need to know which laundry basket's it going in. Where's it going? Where am I putting it?
But I think you should just assume.
Is it going back in the clean laundry bin? Because we're not going to fold it and put it away. Is it going back in that bin? Or is it going into the dirty?
The dirty one.
You pick up your man's chonies and you're like...
Is there ever a time when you're like, wait, I don't know if this is dirty or clean. Like,
you go back for another, you bury your nose in it again.
Yeah. And then when in doubt, I go dirty just in case. Yeah, wash it out.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Teddy Seth from Wanna Creek. And the bleeped out word is meat.
You ever sniff your man's?
No.
You know, like when you...
Like on his plate.
No, you like open a thing of chicken before you cook it and it's right around the date and you're like... That's why I don't like, sometimes I just hate cooking because the second that you've got it in your mind that something smells even just the slightest bit off, even though it's not, it's probably fine. Then later when you're actually eating that meal, you're still.
You can't, you're like gagging.
Yeah, it's very unsettling. And even though it's probably delicious, but that one little sniff you got before you cooked it, you're like, something doesn't smell right here.
Happy Tuesday, JV Show. It's Tina from Pittsburgh. Is the bleeped out word laundry? Like, clothes? Have a good day.
Laundry sniffer.
No, that's Selena, but that ain't it. That's not the right guess.
Did nobody guess today's word, Graham?
Nobody got it.
Oh, no.
What?
Nobody wants this chug mug sitting here?
Right.
Nobody?
Okay. So listen to today's clip, Unbleeped.
One of the perks of being married is that you always have someone to give your deodorant a smell test. My wife will get her nose right up to it and give it a big sniff.
Now, I'm not even talking about my armpit. I'm talking about at the store when I'm like, I need deodorant. And she'll, you know, take the cap off and nope, not that one. And then she'll test them out for me.
See, I like doing that, except now that they're all locked up, I feel like I'm under pressure.
Oh, yeah, when they gotta get the key.
Yeah, they're taking too long. I hate that everything is locked up now.
I know. Yeah. And then they're just waiting, and you're like, fine, I guess I'll take this one. Super awkward.
And they make you feel like, hurry up, lady.
But Kate, like, really puts in the effort. She doesn't just grab the first one. You know, she's like, I'm at Target. What do you need? I'm like, I need deodorant. I can't remember what it's called. And she'll give them the sniff test until she finds the one.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it's Timber by Old Spice.
Timber, Old Spice. Now you know Graham sent everyone.
Now you know what I smell like.
Ew. Get your armpit off the mic.
It's pretty good. Sicko.
It sounds very outdoorsy.
All right, so no one got the word. No shout-outs to give.
No shout-outs to give. No chuggy muggies to give away.
Everyone who did play this morning, thank you so much. We're going to do it again tomorrow morning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
And the JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And let's go to Daniel on the phone. Good morning, Daniel.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
How's it going?
Good, just driving to work.
Oh, sorry to hear that on this Tuesday. Yeah. Well, the good news is you're on to play the JV Show. You have Nope Game and you have a chance to win.
4 tickets to the Exploratorium.
Now, here's how it works. I'm sure you already know this, but we're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Just got to get 3 correct and we're going to hook you up with these tickets, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. So here's question number 1. The Statue of Liberty was a gift to the United States from what country?
Ooh.
Oh, come on.
No Googling, no cheating.
You just take a guess at this point.
I'm going to take a guess. Italy?
Nope.
It would be France.
France.
France is the correct answer.
Those pesky French.
I feel like a few months back, they threatened to take it away.
Because, they wanted it back.
Yeah, they didn't like, you know, what was going on over here.
That's fair. All I have to say is, come and get it. It's not going to be easy to move that thing. It's like on an island. All right, question number two. What brand of melty cheese was invented back in 1918?
Melty cheese?
Yeah, it's melty. Think about it. It's a brand. It's a brand, not a type of cheese. It's a brand of cheese. And it's super melty and cheesy.
Oh, my gosh.
You've heard of it. You know it.
Do you know any cheese brands?
What's your favorite type of cheese?
Just take Let's start a guess.
There. Okay, sorry. Take a
just
guess.
Just take a guess.
I can't. I'm on...
You're going to run out of time.
Oh, dang it. Out of time.
Velveeta was the answer we were
you
looking
knew that,
for.
Right?
Velveeta.
That one was a tough one.
Now I do.
No, I heard
that. Here's question number three. Hopefully, you can at least get 1 point on the board. Question number three. $1,500 is the amount of money each player starts with in what board game?
Monopoly?
Yep. Yep. There we go.
There you go. You're on the board. You've avoided the holy, horrible trivia. Question number four. John Lennon was a founding member of what iconic band?
That would have to be the Beatles.
Yep.
Yes.
There
you
go. All right. Strong finish.
Two out of four. Okay.
Shaky start.
Close.
But that's only two out of four.
Yeah, you had to get three. No. Dang it. You did not win the JV shows. You have nope game.
Son of a melty cheese.
Dang it.
I'll tell you what, though. Don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold. Jess is going to pick up from the next room, and maybe y'all can work something out, okay? Just don't hang up. Have a great rest of your day. Hang on. Oh, dang. All right, Graham, we have some shout-outs.
You know we do. Got a DM here. It says, hey, Graham, can you please wish my brother Sebastian a very happy 9th birthday? Sebastian is kind, smart, and mom's favorite. That's from big brother Christian and mom, of course. Happy birthday, Sebastian.
Who gives a fart?
I know the feeling. My sister and brother were both co-favorites in my household. Next one. Good morning, Graham. I wanted to say early happy 13th birthday to my daughter, Amara. Her birthday is Thursday, but today is the last day of school. Daddy and I love you so much. Keep being the amazing person, friend, and stud athlete that you are. Also, shout out to Kaya and Lauren, who are in the car with us. Have a fabulous last day of school, ladies.
Nice.
That's from Serena in Milpitas. Yes, happy birthday and happy last day.
Who gives a fart?
That's good. I'm getting sad, Selena. I feel like this is the official last. A lot of schools wrapped up last week, and then more wrapping up this week, and then that's
after
it.
That.
And then it's just
you know, it
be...
doesn't have to be goodbye. We hope you guys stick with us through the summer.
Yeah, you can keep listening.
Yeah, wake up at 6 o'clock.
Right, you have ears. Morning. You know, keep doing it. Wife in your DMs. Welcome in. I want to wish my husband Danny a happy 4-year wedding anniversary, which is coming Thursday. But we listen to the JV show together on Tuesdays. I appreciate everything you do for us and our future family. You're truly amazing, even though you fart like a madman. Love your wife, Rochelle. And she said, P.S. I just heard him fart right now as I was writing this.
Oh,
who gives a fart?
He really does. He must fart like a madman. Another one here. Hey, Graham, mom in your DMs. I want to wish my son, Leo, a happy 9th birthday. He's the most sweet and kind boy. We hope you have an amazing day. Love mom, dad, and little sister, Sophie. Aww. Yes, happy birthday, Leo.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
One more here. Hey, Graham, we listen to you guys every morning. Can you please give a shout out to my oldest son, Paxson? He's graduating 6th grade in Milpitas today. Paxson, we are so proud of you. Keep up the great work, boy. Love dad, mom, and Dexter. Yes,
woo!
Congrats. 6th grade, that's on to 7th grade.
Yep.
And that's when
that's
the trouble
big deal.
Starts.
Who gives a fart?
That, well, that's like when you join a gang and start doing graffiti on the school grounds and stuff like that.
No, don't.
Drinking at school.
You're going to be fine. Oh. You'll be fine. Vaping, maybe, not drinking.
Yeah, I forgot about how can I forget about that? A lot of vaping.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Oh my God. Justin Baldoni's lawsuit against Blake Lively was just dismissed.
No.
So as you know, Justin and his Wayfarer Productions, they were suing Blake and Ryan Reynolds for $400 million and the New York Times for $250 million, alleging defamation over an article about all the drama on It Ends With Us. We all remember that. Mm-hmm. Now, remember, Justin said the article that was published was part of a smear campaign against him. So all of that has just been dismissed. Here's a breakdown. So Blake's allegations, this is according to the judge, Blake's allegations were in a civil rights complaint. So she can't be held liable for her claims. Like, this is just her her truth, essentially, you know? Now, the New York Times, they relied on that complaint as the basis of their article because that was the available evidence and they just reported on it, maybe a little more dramatically, but they had no obvious motive to favor Blake's version of events. They're just doing their job, essentially. As for Ryan, remember, he labeled Justin a sexual predator. Well, the judge found that this was consistent with Blake's allegations in her complaint, and Ryan had no reason to believe they were untrue, so this could not be the basis of a defamation claim.
What?
Because that's probably, it's what he believed to be true. It's not like he's lying, making up lies about Justin.
But if the other
case... So that's why it was all dismissed.
If the other case hasn't come to an end and they haven't, like, fully found him guilty of that, why are they siding with Ryan and saying, well, that's his truth?
Well, I mean, you can't defame somebody if you're not actively making up lies. If I really believe that you did this to my wife, which you probably did because this is what Blake's alleging, then it can't be labeled defamation, essentially, is what the judge is saying. And as for Blake's claim...
That seems like a weird little technicality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And as for Blake's lawsuit, that is still ongoing. Justin, on his side, did file to have it dismissed, but the judge hasn't ruled on that yet. So that part is still being worked out. Now, this morning, Justin's lawyer, Brian Friedman, did fire back, issued the statement saying, quote, Miss Lively and her team's predictable declaration of victory is false. So let us be clear about this latest ruling. While the courts dismiss the defamation related claims, they've invited us to amend 4 out of the 7 claims against Blake, which will showcase additional evidence and refined allegations. So it's not over yet. He went on to say, Miss Lively's own claims are no truer today than they were yesterday. And with the facts on our side, we will march forward with the same confidence that we had when Miss Lively and her cohorts initiated this battle. And we look forward to her forthcoming deposition, which I will be taking.
Yeah, reading about this yesterday, that's the way that I took it, that you, look, they're Blake Lively and everyone, they're taking a victory lap, like, ah, got thrown out, see, they got nothing, and then Baldoni's team is like, nah, hold my beer, we've got plenty. That's just, you know, they're going to amend this, it's going to get refiled, and the thing is, he's got the receipts, he's got stuff, this isn't just a lawsuit based on a gut feeling, he's got plenty of evidence stacked on his side, so this thing is going to get refiled. There's no, maybe that's just one teensy tiny victory
yesterday.
It was like
a little fraction entire lawsuit.
One little battle, one is not the, you're not winning the war here. This thing's still going to go.
This is like the longest drawn out fight.
Right? It would be hysterical though if like his got thrown out and then the judge looks more at her and was like, no, you don't have a case either, and then threw that one out. And then both of their things completely got squashed and it was all just a bunch of posturing and legal fees.
I'd be so mad. Somebody better lose and somebody better win.
I think, sadly, I think we will get to that point. But it's going to take a while.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, the protests continue. People here and in L.A. continue to be incited by the recent ICE raids, but even more so by the president's decision to deploy the National Guard and the Marines to the streets of L.A. to quell the protests. 700 Marines and over 4,000 National Guard troops are being deployed, despite no request from them from our governor. We don't need them. People here in the Bay Area are standing up in solidarity with the situation there. Last night, an estimated 9,000 protesters gathered for a rally and a march that started at the 24th and Mission BART Plaza. That was yesterday evening, and then the march went on for a couple hours. In San Jose, hundreds of people gathered in front of City Hall yesterday to make their voice heard as well. I watched some of the coverage yesterday of LA. It didn't look like anything particularly got out of hand yesterday, like maybe it did in prior nights. That didn't stop Waymo from rerouting a lot of their fleet of autonomous cars. They did that in LA and here in San Francisco. They didn't want it going anywhere near the march and demonstration that was going to happen here, so they like geofenced the area that Waymo cars were able to drive, and it went nowhere near any of this action, both here and in LA. We know that Waymo cars seem to get caught in the middle of it. Waymo as a company issued a statement saying they don't think their cars were targeted specifically. They just think they were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. The poor Waymo cars always seem to get...
They're just minding their own business.
Seem to get smashed. Again, we'll have to follow this story and see what happens today. But again, more troops hitting the streets, I imagine, today than yesterday. Right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Tuesday. Thanks for having the JV Show on. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Before we get to this relationship, what this guy did, is it cute, romantic, or is it just straight up creepy? Before that, Graham.
You guys, It's National Call Your Doctor Day, and I have some pretty big news.
What?
Well, I did just that a day early yesterday.
You actually did?
Today is Call Your Doctor Day, and you guys know this was my 2025 New Year's resolution. Make a doctor's appointment. And I'm proud to say that I did it. I officially called the doctor. The embargo is over after a 15-year doctor boycott. I will once again be going.
Oh my God.
To the doctor.
Are you nervous?
A little bit. And mostly because I thought, not that I have anything I need to like hide or prepare for, but, you know, I called the doctor's office yesterday. Again, I don't know if you guys remember me. It's been about 15. It's been about 15 years. And they still had me in their system, surprisingly.
Okay.
And I said, okay, I'd like to make an appointment. And they said, okay. And then she's like, okay, we'll see you tomorrow at 3:30, which is today.
Oh my God, this is so sudden.
And it's very sudden. I thought maybe it was going to be hard to get in and, you know, find time to make the appointment. And I'd probably like eat really healthy for a couple weeks, you know, try to fudge the blood work a little bit and then go in there, of course, and look great. But no, it's today at 3:30. So I'll be going to the doctor today at 3:30.
Are you nervous that, so much time has passed, it might be time for some invasive exams that you're going to have to schedule at some point?
Well, I know it is time for one particular invasive exam, and I will be getting a referral for that today. So that's the main goal.
Will you allow cameras in the room?
For that one? For that part?
Yeah.
No, nobody wants to see
that. Ew, you want
to
see that?
You don't want to see that.
Just the audio. We don't want to see it. We can hear it, though.
No, you don't want to hear
your reaction.
No. I'll be asleep during that part. There will be no reaction.
I didn't know. I don't know.
They put you out for that
one. That's how it works. Okay. Well, that's nice.
But anyway, so I'll let you guys know if I'm dying or not.
Good
or
job.
I don't know. I mean, who knows? It's been a while. What do they even do at a doctor's appointment nowadays? I don't know. It's been a long time.
They ask you a bunch of questions.
Yeah. I mean, I told you me and my man went for the first time in years, a few months back, and he found out he was an inch shorter than what he had been telling everyone. So that was...
that was sobering?
There was that, yes.
And well, what did they do? Like prick you with a bunch of needles, blood work?
They just ask questions and like that was it. And we're like, okay, well.
I want like, if I'm going in after this, I want like a full, I want them to kick the tires on me. I want them to check everything. Well, take all the tests.
If you need to do blood work, don't they send you after this appointment? Then you have to make another one and then you have to come back for the results. And then,
so you have to like ask for a referral.
I'm busy that day.
Okay, well. Make time for a gram.
I'll let you guys know how it goes tomorrow. Right, but my mom is very happy. She's been bugging me for the last 15 years.
All right. So a woman wrote on Reddit that she was hanging out with her man when, you know, they were having some drinks when he said, could you believe we wouldn't be this happy together if I hadn't watched you for so long?
A what now?
So he revealed to her that when
he had a telescope set up across the street from her house, aimed in her shower window.
I don't know if he had a full on telescope, but like he first laid eyes on her, right? And he like head over heels for her, but he didn't go up to her, didn't talk to her, didn't introduce himself. He watched her. He observed her when she was, you know, she would go into certain, I don't know, let's say coffee shops or whatever. He would like eavesdrop on conversations that she's having with her friends, and he would make mental notes of her likes and how her personality is. And so they were like, you know, he was like aware of her and watching her for a while before they formally met each other. And then he planned, this is how they met, he planned to bump into her at one of these coffee shops that she would frequent.
Smart.
Where he ordered her favorite drink. So that way she would think it was fate that brought them together.
Why does this sound just like the plot line of You?
Because it is.
Is that what happens in that show?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Spoiler alert. I've never watched it.
No, it's been out for a long time.
Got it.
I don't know. Is it cute, romantic? He really wanted to win her over, or is it just straight up creepy?
Jess, you're a woman. I'm going to let you answer this first.
For me, creepy. Creepy that you did that. Creepy that you admitted it.
Why would you admit that after so long you got her, you won her over? Why risk scaring her off?
Okay, but don't you think there's something to be... Look, at a very surface level, it does sound very creepy. I can't defend that. The part where he's like, I was watching and observing. Like, that part's creepy. That sounds creepy. But don't you applaud, like, the effort that he went through. Like, here's somebody that's really dedicated and passionate about you.
Are you defending this guy because it's kind of what you did with your wife to win her over?
It took like 7 years before she eventually said yes to that date. But
so you were watching her, observing.
I would have been if I knew where to watch and observe her. Yeah, of course I would have. She's gorgeous. I don't think it's that. The way that it's described, again, sounds really creepy, but I think a lot of people have done this to an extent.
Like, you don't think
I run into this person at this time at the gym. Oh, maybe I'll go to the gym at this time, or I'll go to this coffee shop at this time because I do want to run into this person that I find attractive or whatever. I feel like a lot of relationships have started that way, and not just guys doing that. I feel like ladies have done the same thing. Like, hot spa guy works at this time. That's the time I'm going to go use the spa.
Showing up, showing up just hoping to like bump into somebody or just to catch a glimpse seems, that's a lot more innocent, I think, than following this person around, sitting at the table nearby to hear what they talk about with their friends. And then I'm going to figure out what her favorite drink is. I'm going to order that to trick her into thinking that we love the same things. Yeah. It feels like everything, the entire relationship was just based on lies.
It's too calculated.
Well, yeah, that part, I'm in full agreement. That it crossed the line into creepy. But I do think like you can have an element to this where it's not totally creepy. But
I would agree with that.
Part, and the part where he was picking up her hairs from the floor of the women's locker room and then made a small doll out of them. That part creeped me out a little bit too. And then he gave it to her at that coffee shop after they ordered the exact same drink.
I've been working on this.
Yes. that part's a little weird. I'll give you that.
Oh my God, restraining order.
But it, like, I don't know, like, say you're in college and you have you develop a crush on somebody in your class or whatever. Like, you're looking at them, but then if you were to describe it like, oh, Graham's watching and observing, like, that
it's
sounds
creepy.
That's a way creepier. Like,
it's so creepy.
Yeah, I'm checking out the chick that I like in the class that I'm in.
But I think there's a huge difference. Somebody saying, oh, I took this class hoping you would be in it, or I came here hoping, you know, to see you. Mm-hmm.
That's, or like, I thought you were attractive, so I would catch a look here and there, versus I am actively staring. I'm actively like watching your every move
to learn everything about you, and you don't even know who I am.
Right, and I'm currently looking at you through a telescope.
Yeah,
into your bedroom window.
Would you break up in this situation, Jess?
Good question.
Ooh, if we're happy at that point, I don't think I would.
At least you know you have someone who's obsessed over you and hopefully would have a relationship.
Right. They're passionate about you. Yeah. They're dedicated.
Yeah. It's one way to look at it.
Right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right. So there is a girl in New York, a young woman, I should say. A young woman. Mm-hmm. She is pushing a bill that would make it mandatory for movie theaters across the country to have like closed captioning subtitles.
Okay.
At more and more screenings.
On all of those screens?
I do not know. I was going to say, I hope not all of them, because I can't do that.
You can't? You guys are not caption people?
I'm not a caption person.
I'm not, but I know so many people that are.
Me? I can't do it. I find myself, if there's subtitles or like, you know, I find myself only looking at that, and then I feel like I'm missing everything else on the screen, because I'm just reading everything.
You know, my fiance, he's like that too. I don't understand it. I like the captions. I put captions on everything.
Why?
I don't know. It just helps me.
Sometimes I wish I had the captions on because I need to get like a sound bar or something like to amplify. What's the deal with, I don't know. I feel like the speaking level and sat like the background music and stuff sometimes in movies is just so out of whack. Some of them I'm like, oh, everything's fine. And then you get another movie and I'm like, I can't, what did he just say? Like, what? And that's the time I should be turning the captions on. That whole movie Oppenheimer, everything was like,
really? Do you think it matters like
there's a lot of low talking in there. People are whispering and a lot of low talking, and then there's like loud music, you know, you're like, what? Why? I just watched 30 minutes. I don't know what they talked about for the last 30 minutes.
I cannot do the subtitles.
My brother switched recently and he's like, I'll never go back. He's like, it's better. I'm like, but how? With? Then there's words all over my screen.
Thank you.
Yeah, but then you know what is being said at all times. You don't have to be rewinding if you missed it, or you're like, what did he say? Let me rewind.
I'm also someone who doesn't like rewinding. If I miss a line, I'm not rewinding. Just I'll figure it out. And, you know,
eventually.
I can gather.
That's what I think. Oh, yeah.
I'll figure it out.
I get the gist of what's going on here. I don't need to know exactly what he said there.
Yeah, and subtitles at movie theaters, I ain't going.
I'm going. I like them.
I mean, I want to know ahead of time. I'm fine if one theater is showing it with the captions, and I'll choose the one that's not.
Then I'll know not to go to those ones.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
I think
it should be option. It should be optional.
Right. Other than that, love what she's doing. Let's make it more welcoming for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want the subtitles or maybe you need them, it does make more sense, obviously. All right, Graham, we were just talking about you making your first doctor's appointment in 15 years.
Rough, give or take a couple. I don't know. It's been a long, long time, but today is National Call Your Doctor Day, so hopefully I'm inspiring some other people because I've been on the sidelines for a long time. Hopefully some other people are listening like, you know what? Putting off, you know, going to the doctor.
15 years, Graham. So you were like what, like 12?
Yep.
The last time that you went, since you're only 27 and a half.
Yep.
Wow.
What do I need to go for? My immune system is just dominating little bacteria or virus that comes its way and just squashing it. So like, what have I needed to have gone for?
Right.
Morning, JB Show. It's Tracy D from San Mateo. I also made a doctor's appointment yesterday, not knowing that it was National Whatever Day, Call Your Doctor Day, make an appointment. I have an appointment today via phone with Future Health because of Selena. Selena recommended it. I'm doing it today at 2:10.
Yay!
Nice.
Wait, this is very exciting stuff. This is like the first step to the new you, Tracy D in San Mateo, and I'm so happy for you. Graham, can I get the alert sound effect, please?
Of course.
Thank you. Because if you're like Tracy and you are searching for budget-friendly, FDA-approved GLP-1, Future Health is where you want to go. They've got them, especially this right here. Wegovy, it's available now from Future Health for only $199.
Boom.
These meds eliminate hunger and cravings, while Future Health, they handle the rest. So it's never been easier to drop the pounds. This deal, though, is only going to be available for a limited time. So you got to do like Tracy did. Go to futurehealth.com. That's future without the E. Again, futurehealth.com. You just take the 3-minute quiz, you get approved, and then you have the meds shipped to your door in just 48 hours. Again, Future Health, they have the best price on Wegovy for just $199. This limited time offer, not going to last long. You have to take advantage of you saving hundreds, you guys, on authentic, safe, effective Wegovy pre-dosed injection pens. And, you know, with Future Health, you just lose weight faster. I'm really excited that Tracy's about to find this out for herself. You know, people on average are losing 10 pounds or more in their first month. That alone is a huge change. Then imagine how much weight you lose after that, if you keep on going like a few months longer than that. Future Health, they're the most effective weight loss program. You get 58% better results than just taking the meds alone. They've got all the brand names. They got your Wegovy. They have Ozempic, Zepbound, even oral options for those of you who really cannot do the injections. Finally, there's nothing holding you back, guys. Future Health, they have something for everyone. My husband is a walking example of the results you can get when using Future Health. You know, we're both users on their platform, but I'm the one that introduced him to this. He's now down 25 pounds, and I know he feels so good about that, the way his clothes are fitting. It's really nice to see him finally reach his goals, and Future Health just made it so easy. And, you know, now that it's summertime, there is no better time to start, and it's not too late. It's never too late, especially with Future Health, because you get fast results. No insurance required. It's all done online, and they have free shipping. So do it today, and you can get that good deal and on Wegovy. Again, just $199. So take the 3-minute quiz now at futurehealth.com and start losing weight this week. This is where the jingle should go.
Future Health Weight Loss.
Future Health Weight Loss.
Dude, we already did it.
Data based on independent studies sponsored by Future Health. Future Health is not a healthcare service provider. Meds are prescribed at provider's discretion.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Earlier this morning around 8 a.m., we were talking about this woman's Reddit post, and she was like, I cannot believe my man admitted this to me while we were, you know, drinking one night. He said, I can't believe our relationship wouldn't have happened if I didn't watch you for so long. And he admitted to like creeping on her for quite some time, showing up to coffee shops, learning everything about her, eavesdropping on conversations before he made his move. And we're like, whoa, that is too far.
Creepy.
You're stalking her.
What's up, JV Show? My name is Sylvester from Hayward. And I just want to comment on the creepy guy topic. And I think most women only find a guy creepy if they are not attracted to them or the guy is not attractive. But other than that, I think they'd make an exception for Prince Charming.
I want to
This is why I wanted to go back to this topic, because that is the best topic. That's the best talk back right there. That is 100%
but
the
yes
truth.
And no.
So I wanna,
don't even argue that. That's the best. Sylvester, thank you for leaving that talk back.
I'm arguing this. Because we will look past, like, annoying behavior, something weird, like confronting us at the gym in the middle of a workout. Like, somebody who we're not attracted to, absolutely not. Get away, you creeper.
Yeah, back off, creeper. I'm going to pepper spray you.
Somebody who we're actually attracted to, you make little exceptions like that. For me, at least, and I'm just speaking on myself, and Jess, you can respond after this. For me, all of the creepy stalking stuff that I just described, I don't care what you look like. It's creepy.
At surface level, when you're zoomed out and looking at it from here, yeah, I agree with you. It sounds that way. But if you were in that moment and Michael B. Jordan's going out of his way,
for weeks, followed me around and he eavesdropped on my conversations and he's looking at me from across the street hiding in bushes, that's creepy.
It doesn't matter.
It's one of those things
where... Oh, it reduces creepiness by 99.9%.
It doesn't, actually.
I think it reduces... The creepiness reduces their attractiveness in that instance. Because it's such a creepy move that it's like, ew, maybe you're not as hot as I thought you were.
You're kind of weird.
Yeah.
Stay away.
I don't know. I'd love to be able to put this to the test with you ladies and see what happens, because I think you're all talk right now.
That's why there's some instances where you do give it a pass depending on what they look like. This for me is not one of them.
Cuz this was pushing it too far.
Oh, I agree. I mean, this is by all measures, this is he went well into the creepiness zone. But
if you want to put it to the test, if you can hit up Michael B. Jordan, have him follow us around, you know, I'd be happy to test this theory out for you.
He'd probably like to follow me around instead. I'll take that guy.
Graham, anything else that you want to talk about here?
New Chipotle flavor alert, you guys. For the first time in 5 years, Chipotle adding a brand new sauce to its menu. We know they already have plenty of
mouthwatering salsas.
But now they're getting in the ranch game, you guys. They are going to have their own Adobo Ranch. This is launching June 17th at all Chipotle locations across the United States. And they say it's going to be smoky and spicy.
This sounds so good.
It does sound really good. I guess on the first day that they're launching it, on the 17th, Chipotle Rewards members, you can get it for free with a purchase, minimum purchase of $5. I don't know, but it is going to be an option for you. They had their last time they launched something, and it's already been 5 years, I guess, was the Queso Blanco or something. They had added that as an option, and now the Adobo Ranch. Are you guys here for this new sauce offering?
I'm here for it, but I don't really go to Chipotle.
That's what I was going to say. I haven't been there in years.
Dude, why? I went yesterday. You guys.
I don't know why.
Right now, the other thing they just launched fairly recently within the last couple months, Chipotle Honey Chicken is one of the options.
Ooh,
and I got
that
a
sounds good,
and
too.
I got a burrito with that in it. And hello, you guys. Chef recommends. Very good. Very
What's
tasty.
What's the price looking like nowadays?
My burrito was $16.
Can you eat the entire thing?
Yeah, of course I can.
I have never finished a Chipotle burrito before.
And I check the box for everything. I want everything in there. Throw it all in.
And you eat the entire thing. They're so big.
And every time they try to roll mine, it's one of those like, you should order this double tortilla wrapped or whatever. No, I don't want that. I want a single tortilla. You figure out how to make it fit.
Yeah, that's your job.
You're the burrito maestro.
Maker.
You do it. And but I'm not one of those people that you like, what, cut it in half and then save it for later?
Oh, no, I don't do that either. I feel like things
you
like
just
burritos.
Throw it away?
No, you have to save the burrito.
I can't. I'm not somebody who can, especially burritos, I can't save. For me, it doesn't store well, and the sogginess and all that. I don't like it.
Better fresh.
I can't do it.
But I would still eat a leftover one if I had some right now, because that new Chipotle Honey Chicken, amazing. And, the Adobo Ranch. You guys never, when's the last time you've been? And why is such a long layoff?
I feel like maybe like in 2020, I DoorDashed it one time.
Too expensive for me.
Everywhere is too expensive.
Yeah,
you get that order from any fast food place right now, and you're like, how did I just spend $20 on a Coke, a burger, and a side of nugs?
I can go get a bowl from Panda, and it's like $10. And then I use my rewards, and then it's like $8.
Okay, well, you found the one little loophole. That's no Chipotle burrito.
Yeah. Hottest.
things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Sydney Sweeney's bathwater is sold out. Sorry, Graham.
I'm still in the queue to get it.
I know. So remember I told you she teamed up with a brand called the Dr. Squatch to sell soap bars infused with her actual bath water from one of the commercials that she shot for them. So only 5,000 soap bars were created and it sold out immediately, as you can imagine. So now these soap bars, a lot of them are being resold online. Most of them going for like $200, $300, $350, maybe
$399. For a bar of soap?
Yeah. And the original price for a bar of soap for this, soap, $8.
Right.
The highest listing on eBay right now is $800.
Are you serious?
Do that. It better come with an autographed. It better come autographed or something. And a personalized visit from Sydney Sweeney herself.
It doesn't come with all that. But remember, these are supposed to come with a certificate of authenticity. So a lot of people are like, hey, be careful if you are trying to buy one of these that you're not getting scammed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good point.
You know. It should have an actual certificate.
Is every dude that orders this, they just open the box and then take the bar out and just, and then give it a little lick?
Yeah, probably. That's what I would do.
I use bar soap. Can you get me one of these?
For $800?
Well, not the $800 one, but find me a cheaper one.
I wouldn't even get the $200 one for you.
Fine.
I wouldn't even get the $8 one for you.
And
why
not? If I got one, would you actually use it?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you have to preserve it. Like, it has Sydney Sweeney's bathwater. I'm never letting
What, are you
going
to put that on your shelf for people to come over to your house and, like,
in a glass case.
Over here is my framed in a shadow box bar of soap.
Yeah.
It does have. It is made with their bathwater. Yep. They got to be authentic with that.
Men are sick. Or whoever's buying this, men or women.
All right. Gross. So people think that Taylor and Travis secretly got married. I know.
I do.
I know there's we talked about this a million times already, but listen to this. Chicago Bears player Cole Kmet?
Yeah.
Go Kmets!
Yeah.
So he just got married over the weekend, and his event planner was sharing some wedding details online, like some of the personal touches at the wedding ceremony, including a note that, you know, every guest got. And she showed an envelope that shows it was addressed to Taylor and Travis Kelce. And then it said table 13 underneath their name. Now, they didn't actually make it to the wedding because they were, I think, in Tennessee for something else. But they were invited. They would have sat at table 13. And what do you think about the way their names were written on it?
It's not conclusive because I remember doing that for some. I feel like we did that on some wedding invitations because you just kind of refer to a couple that way, you know?
Yeah.
Even though they're not, or someone hasn't taken the other person's last name. You just write that. I'm not convinced.
I don't think they're married yet. I really don't.
I think there's a chance they could be. It wouldn't surprise me if they came out and confirmed, like, we did something super, super private.
Yeah.
It was just me, Taylor, the 17 cats, and her parents or something, and my mom or whatever. You know, I'd be like, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me.
No, not at all.
But I can't really tell yet. I think I haven't really decided whether or not I think
it hasn't happened yet.
You don't think so? Okay. Well, we'll keep you posted. We'll keep you posted. Grammy, what do you have?
All right, Walmart is expanding its drone delivery service. This is something they've already been testing out in a few select markets. They say that since 2021, they've successfully carried out more than 150,000 drone deliveries. I didn't realize they had done that many. Now, Walmart, they're partnering with another drone delivery company called Wing. Now they're going to bring their service to 5 new major cities. Please say Napa. Please say Napa. And those cities are Atlanta, Charlotte, Houston, Orlando, and Tampa.
What?
Boo.
Add that to the Dallas-Fort Worth area and Northwest Arkansas. Those are the areas that have already got that.
Arkansas.
Well, that's where
I guess they use a lot of Walmart there.
That's where Walmart's headquarters.
Okay, that makes sense.
I'm pretty sure.
It seems like it would be there.
But with this expansion, that's going to add the drone delivery to at least another 100 stores. So there'll be 100 more stores that are launching drones from their buildings, which is pretty incredible. Walmart says customers, you can get your last minute essentials, ice cream, eggs, pet food, medicine even, or the veggies you forgot, and it'll get to your home in as little as 30 minutes. The only,
that's cool.
The only restrictions are, obviously, there's a weight restriction. You can't go order that new gas grill from Walmart and expect the drone to lug it over through the air to your house. There's a weight limit. But if your items stay under that limit, they'll zip through the air at up to 65 miles an hour, right over to your house. If you're a Walmart member, there's no minimum order requirement amount. If you're a non-member, $19.99 for the drone delivery service.
Wow. I feel like this is something Selena would use.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When is DoorDash going to launch this?
Selena, turns off all the lights and closes all the curtains when the DoorDash driver arrives because she doesn't want to avoid human contact that badly. This way, a drone, there's no judgment. Mm-hmm. Although, Selena's house would have multiple drones all trying to drop something at the same time. The drones would be like, "What? Why is she ordering so much stuff?"
And yet there would be some confusion.
Right.
Yeah. I'm here for it.
I have not. I need to see a video of how. I got to go look this up. I want to see, how they. Where do they set it down? You know?
And then also.
Because I've lived at places where there's not a clear drone delivery drop location. You know, it'd be bouncing down the steps and landing in the street in San Francisco.
And would you trust that with your carton of eggs and they're zipping through the sky at 65 miles an hour?
Well, the drone's probably a better driver than you.
That's a good point.
Jess.
So, yeah. But I also want to know, where do they put it? And then half the time, is it up on my roof? And I got to go get a ladder to go get that carton of eggs?
I'm pretty sure they've got
probably they've got
it down. But very, very cool. All right, thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were talking about Chipotle not too long ago. They have a new ranch. What is it, Graham?
The Adobo Ranch is launching June 17th. It sounds delicious, smoky, and spicy.
And we're talking about our love for Chipotle.
Good morning, guys. Francisco from Hayward. Hey, Graham. Sorry to break it to you, but yeah, most Latinos, especially Mexicans, we don't go to Chipotle when we want Mexican food. We go to an actual Mexican taqueria or Mexican restaurant. All right. We don't consider that to be authentic Mexican food. Also, I would imagine the same way, I would imagine an Asian person that actually wants authentic Asian food, they don't go to Panda Express. They probably have their own places. All right, guys, have a good day.
Hey, you too.
I don't know that that's any late breaking news for me. I know that Chipotle is its own thing. I don't go to McDonald's or Burger King thinking I'm going to get the most authentic local American burger. It's its own thing. It's fast food. It's when you have the taste for that, and same thing with Chipotle. When you want a taste for Chipotle, you go get that. But I don't. Right. Did I imply that it was muy authentico?
But I guess. But I agree with him because. I mentioned that it's been a really long time since I went, and I do have most of the Chipotle ingredients at my house anyways, 90% of the time.
No, but it's Graham never said, I go there because it's authentic.
I got to get me an authentic Mexican meal. So I'm going to head on down to Chipotle. I know that, but it's delicious, and so I go there sometimes.
What's up, JV Show? Hey, guys, I've been listening all morning. I thought there was supposed to be some Giants tickets today. I don't know. Maybe I missed it. Either way, I want to support Graham on his creeper to hot level. That's, it happens. It's the same thing as the crazy to hot level for ladies. You know, they can be super crazy, but if they're super hot, we'll get over it. So it works both ways. All right, guys, have a good one. This is Richard from Santa Fe.
Very true. Wow. Okay, a couple things. There are Giants tickets today.
Yeah.
We mentioned it a couple times in case you missed it, though. All you have to do, leave us a talk back telling us who you would like to take to a Giants game. The upcoming game against the Red Sox is
June 21st.
June 21st is what I was going to say. Leave us a talk back who you'd like to take to that game because we are going to be giving away a 4-pack of tickets when we select a talk back, the winning talk back later this week.
Yes. So still leave those. And then the crazy talk, we were talking about a woman who posted on Reddit. She was like, I just found out my boyfriend stalked me and staged how we met up. He learned everything about me and my favorite coffee shop and my favorite drink. And he heard, who's eavesdropping on me and my friends' conversations. And then he planned to bump into me one day. And that's how we met. It's creepy.
And someone else left a talk back saying if he was hot enough, you wouldn't find that creepy. And I still stand that definitely lessens the creepiness by about 99% if you're incredibly attracted to that person. But to that last talk back, it's the same thing. Guys will put up with a lot of crazy that they wouldn't if the person wasn't as hot as
they were. But maybe you put up with that after the fact, after you've been dating, but you see a hot chick and she does the most craziest thing you've ever seen. She's breaking windows and she's slashing tires and she's spray painting cheater on a car. You're not going to approach her at that point and be
you
like...
You said it's the hottest woman I've ever seen?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, of course Sydney we are. Sweeney. It's a guy. Of course we are.
Oh,
we don't
my
care.
God.
Yeah.
Wow. You're put up
with, it's a, you can graph it. The craziness. You ever seen the craziness? Hotness graph. It's a thing.
Okay.
I guess.
Maybe it is.
All right. Hey, let's talk about a new survey that revealed drivers' top pet peeves for passengers. And I think you guys will agree with some of these.
Okay.
So, complaining. And the complaining goes for when you're complaining about the driving or just commenting too much on the driving.
Nobody wants a backseat driver.
No.
Nobody.
But I love being one.
You like irritating the person?
I don't mean to irritate, but something.
See that car? Do you see that car? Oh, they're coming into our lane.
But
are you even looking?
Yeah, because sometimes that person's not. And thank God for me being there and backseat driving. Otherwise, you would have gotten to an accident.
And I hate when I do say something and they're like, I know, I saw it. And I'm like, yeah, right. You wouldn't have seen it if I didn't say anything.
I always
what if we have seen it and we just don't need to like... overreact and jerk the wheel and go into another lane to avoid a car. We know how to drive around it.
Because it doesn't look like
yeah,
you saw
it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah. What about another driver pet peeve for passengers? Changing the music. Do you guys mind this?
You can't do that in someone else's car. That's
I mean,
rule.
If it's just me and my husband, like, I just do what I want.
Well, that's different. But okay. If you're in anybody else's car, they're the ones driving,
yeah.
They are in control.
Their music,
of the,
their rules.
The music. Unless they tell you, hey, pick a station or whatever. It should
right.
be Wild 94.9.
Yes.
It should already be there.
Yeah.
But if it's not, then you switch it there.
What about failing to let them know when their next exit is? Like, not being a good passenger and not being a good GPS, I guess, navigator.
My husband gets mad when I don't do that and I forget to tell him where to go. But it's like, we've lived here for how many years? How do you still not know? I don't understand that. He has no concept of like where anything is. I cannot wrap my head around it.
I couldn't like, deal with that. My wife will get annoyed with me when she'll be like, that's the turn. And like, you're telling me at the last second and I'm three lanes over. You know, I know, like, I'm not your man. I know where I'm going generally. But if I'm going somewhere new, it's like, you should have told me like a little while back that I needed to move over three lanes mm-hmm. and then take the exit or whatever. Because my wife will just swerve, you know, she'll just go for it. I'm not that. I'm a little more cautious of the driving. I won't, and I'll just go, okay, well, sorry, I got to go to the next exit or whatever. I won't make the dangerous move
right.
swerving across lanes to get to the exit. But like, hey, could you have let me know, like, I don't know, a couple hundred feet back, and then I could have executed that maneuver.
See, for me, it bothers me that my boyfriend doesn't like to have the GPS.
Fiance.
My fiance doesn't like to have the GPS on loud. Because anytime I have the GPS on, it's loud. It's telling me where to go, what's coming up, everything. But he doesn't like that. He doesn't like that it interrupts the music and all that, which I get. But
same.
But then now the whole pressure's on me. Now I have to be the one to be like, hey, coming up, you're gonna take an exit.
And then if you tell them too far in advance, they're like, oh, I still have hella time.
Yes.
Why are you telling me now? It's like, I just can't win.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm with your man. I don't need the GPS yapping at me the entire time. Stay straight for another 8 miles. Yeah, I know that. We're on the highway. I don't have any other where to go. Of course I'm going to stay straight. I put the GPS on at the last minute. I'll drive like almost to the place and then put it on if I need to know from there.
No, I put it from the very beginning.
Oh, I can't stand that. I don't need you talking to me that whole time, GPS. Zip it.
Another driver pet peeve, messiness. If your passengers are messy, leaving food behind, leaving crumbs, litter in the car.
I hate that.
Major frustration.
It's my kids, so it's
I know. And your car's already covered
right.
in crushed up Cheez-Its.
But
like, what's a couple more? Yeah, but at that point, like, what's a couple more?
God,
I don't know.
I hate my daughter. I didn't finish my sentence.
I'm going to clip that.
I hate my daughter. She'll come in with like an armful of like lip gloss and eyelash curler and mascara, and cell phone and charger, and she's got her Stanley, and then she has a backup drink and she's got snacks, and it's all everywhere, and then it's in my cup holders, and I go to put my drink down and I can't because there's stuff in there, and I'm like, hello, move your stuff, and then she moves it, but then when I pick my drink back up, everything falls back in, and
oh,
I can't.
No.
It's so annoying.
And you're like, bro, we're going on a 10-minute drive. Like,
seriously.
You need all this stuff.
We're going to Safeway. Calm right. down. We're coming right back.
Right.
Oh my gosh, I feel like I do that. And then not only do I do that when I'm in the car, but then I, like, because I'm carrying so many things, I usually forget at least one or two things in the
leave
car.
Behind.
But,
I can't wait to go get that clip of you saying
No, please don't.
It's going to be a new drop.
No. No, we cannot.
Why not?
I don't want anyone to really think that, especially her.
This think is taken out of context.
Say it again.
No. Graham, I do not hate my daughter. I love her.
Oh, she said it again. Yeah. Wow.
Stop.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.